Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Steinbacher, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Trosky goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is called out on strikes. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Schluter and he is safe. Larry steals second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter fires to third and picks off Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Schluter and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. Schluter reaches third base with a triple. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schluter scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hale reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Schluter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Schluter hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Connors pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Gabler now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Indians. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Schluter strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schluter out. Two outs. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Owen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-4 Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Larry applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.